there, this is Olga here from Simpler Support. In this video, we're going to talk about funnels and how to make the most of them inside Simplero. We're going to explain how to build one, the different options that it offers, and then we're going to talk about conditionals, how to build conditional steps inside the funnels. I'm also going to go over the stats and how you can check your stats inside funnels, and then we're going to see why we would use funnels instead of our normal order form and thank you page or other options that you have inside Simplero. So first of all, how to create a funnel, you just go to marketing and choose funnels, and then you'd go up here, create funnel, like everything else inside Simplero. You name it. And the first thing you'll see, you're gonna see a screen and it's gonna allow you to add steps. So this is a very visual way of building it, you're gonna see. So when you add a step, it offers you a few options. If you choose page, it's going to show you the same options as if you were building a landing page. So it's going to show you the builder 2.0, the classic. It's important to note that when you create a page inside the funnel, you will only see it inside the funnel. So if you go to, after creating it, if you go to your landing pages, you will not see it there. You will be able to duplicate it outside of the funnel and use pages, which I'm going to show in a second, but you will not see it there when it's inside the funnel. So one of the things you can add is the pages, then you can add an order form and choose the product. You can add a scheduling link, you can add a survey as well. And then we're going to go over these two options, split test and conditional split. So when you, let's go ahead and add a page just to show you what I was mentioning a second ago. So when you add a page inside the funnel, it acts as a normal builder. But if I name it, for example, Olga's new funnel page, if now I go to my landing pages, it will not be there. So to get it there, what you can do, you can go to the settings here, and then up here you have the three dots and you can choose to duplicate outside the funnel. This will duplicate the page and create it as a normal landing page that you can see here. It will not be connected though, it will be a separate page. Another thing you can do to start creating a funnel is using a page you already have. So here I have an example of my masterclass sign up form. This is a normal landing page, and let's say I want to use it now inside a funnel. You can go up here, click the three dots, and then you have a couple of options. You can turn it into a funnel, which will start a new funnel, or you can add it to an existing one. In this case, just as for this example, I'm gonna just turn it into a funnel so you can see what happens here. So what this does is it creates a new funnel with the sign up form, with my sign up form in here. So now let's start building more. So let's say I have my sign up form here. Before the sign up form, I might wanna have a sales page. So you can go here and add, let's choose a sales page. I'm just gonna choose a random one. So I'm just gonna choose this one here, just for the example. So visually you can see the journey that the customer is gonna take. So they are gonna start here, they are gonna see the sales page, then after that they are gonna see the sign up form, and we can say, okay, what do you want next? The most simple one would be to have a thank you page, for example, right after that. So this would be a very simple funnel, one that we use very often: sales page, sign up form, thank you page. Now let's say that I want to offer a product after they join my sign up form. So I wanna, in the thank you page, I wanna give them the option to buy a product. You can add here a page for that. I've created one as an example. If I go to my landing pages and forums, I've created a thank you page with a button. So if I go here, I've created my thank you page, and then I can say add to an existing funnel, and I can choose Olga's masterclass page, which is the funnel that we are creating right now. And this will add my page into the funnel that we're just creating. I'm just gonna get rid of this previous one, delete step. So these three dots here is where you can duplicate or delete the step just in case. And then this is my thank you page. So let's say I wanna add a button here for them to access the order form. So I want maybe like to sell a product here. And this page, you can see that it's got a button that it says buy our product. In the button, you can choose a few actions. One of the actions that you can choose, opt-in, go to, you can choose go to next funnel step. This option will only show if the page is inside a funnel. So in this case, I'm gonna choose this one. And then I'm gonna go back to my funnel. And now after this button, I probably want an order form. So I'll go here, add an order form, and then I want them to buy my membership as an example. So now we can really easy see our customer journey. They will go to the sales page, then they will go to the sign up form. If they sign up, they will see this page. And if they click to buy, they will see our order form. From here, we could continue building many pages. So I can add another thank you page, and it's a very visual and easy way to do it. Now, something very powerful that our funnels have are the conditionals. So when you're about to add an item, you can see here there's two options that we haven't talked about yet. One is split test. This split test is very similar to what you would do when you do a landing page. Split test is just that you can choose. So it will, when you add a split test, it will add this symbol, and then you can add branches here. So you'll be able to add as many branches as you want. And then let's say I want to choose a new branch as an example. See, so now I have a new branch, and I could add another branch that I want to split test, just as an example. And then once you've added both, or you can add more than two, actually, you can add as many as you want here. It allows you to choose the split test weight. So if you hover over this number, you can choose the weight of each split test, and you can build different pages and fully test all the options. You can also see here in the lines that after the split test, if there were to be a button, it would go here. So it's a very visual way to do it. The next thing I'm going to talk about are the conditional splits. So the conditional splits here. In my opinion, though, this is one of the most powerful things about using a funnel. So this allows you to create different branches where the customer would go based on a condition. So let's say in this example, we have the sign up form, and we initially created a thank you page. Let's say that now we want to offer 50% on our membership just as a special occasion, as a special promotion. But we don't want customers who have already purchased our membership to see that. So anyone that joins my masterclass and they have already my membership, I don't want them to see that special promotion. What we can do here is create different branches based on the condition that if they purchase my product, and I'll show you how to do that. So I prepared a page here, which is my special promotion for all this product. So this one, I want to add it into the funnel, 50% off if you buy it now. I can go here and then I can say add to my existing funnel, Olga's masterclass page, which is the one we're working on. And then it's added to the end. Something I haven't said yet is that you can move this around. So you can grab here the page and move it to whatever spot you want. Let's say this one. Okay. So now let's say I want to show this page only if they haven't bought my membership yet. And otherwise, I want them to see a normal thank you page. So you could add a branch directly by clicking here and then choosing a page. Or you can drag it if you already have it, like it's my case. You can drop it here. Then after you do that, you will see the different branches appearing. And then here you can click to set your conditions. So what I want here, you can name it so you then can visually see, let's say not purchased membership. And then down here you can add the condition. So I want my discount to show if they haven't purchased the product, Olga's membership, save. Then after I do that, I can choose what to add in the other branch. So otherwise I might want to show a normal thank you page. You could add as many conditions as you wanted here. So if you wanted to add more branches, like more conditions, if they purchase a different product, or you can see that there's many other conditions here. So if you add a branch, just as an example, if I add a new branch, I can see down here when I choose to set the conditions, there's many options here. So you can choose if they haven't purchased the funnel product, which means like if you have another product selling before, if they have or don't have a tag based on a list, based on purchased products, participants, automations. There's many options here. One very interesting one are the custom fields. So if you have custom fields on your order form or on any previous surveys or anything like that, you can also use those as a condition. Which is often really useful. This was just as an example. So I'm just gonna get rid of this step. So right now what I have is after my sign up form, if they haven't purchased my membership before, they will go to my 50% off. Otherwise they will go to the thank you page. Now, next thing I want to do is I don't want this thank you page anymore, so I can delete it. And I want the order form to show if they choose to buy it. So what I can do here is I can drag my order form right after my promotion here. So you can drag it. And now we can see everything here. So sales page, then sign up form. If they haven't purchased, they'll go this way. They will go the order form. And then, I think I've put it the other way around. So I can move it back here. So we want the sales page first and then the order form. And now it's correct. And otherwise they would go to the thank you page. And like that, you can continue building for as long as you want to. So you can create other conditions, you can create other branches. And something that funnels are very useful for is for upsells. So you can very easily build a product upsell using this condition similar to what we just created. I'm going to show as an example in a different funnel. So I'm going to go to my other product funnel. So let's say I've got this product funnel, I've got my sales page, and let's say I've got my order form after for Olga's membership site, and I want to add an upsell for a coaching session. So first thing I'm going to add is a page that they will go after my order form, where similar to what you would do right now, you would add an upsell sales page, which I've already created in this case. I've created it here with buttons to get or not get the upsell. So I'll go here, I'll add it to an existing funnel, and I'll add it to my product funnel. So now that it's been added, when my customers go to purchase this, they will see the upsell after. After this, what we want, if they want to purchase the upsell, we want them to see the order form, and otherwise, we'll want them to see the thank you page. The easiest way to do that would be to use an embedded order form. So for the yes button, we can go open a pop-up, and then you can create a pop-up for your form. So you could go here, and then on the pop-up, you can add, I'm just gonna choose full width, one column, just the simplest one, because this is just an example. And what I'll do here is I'll add an order form. So this pop-up, I wanted to sell my coaching session, so I'll add an order form for my coaching session here in the pop-up. And then for the no button, I want it to go to the next step. So I'll just choose go to the next step in funnel. This way, if they choose yes, they will see the pop-up. If they choose no, they will go straight to the next step. I'll choose publish and go back to the funnel. And then what we want here, probably after that, is to add a thank you page. Something you could do, for example, here is to show a different thank you page depending if they have purchased the coaching or not. So maybe after they've purchased the coaching, you want them to see the coaching calendar, as an example. You could go here, you could add a split test, similar to what we did before, based on the fact, like, if they purchased my coaching session or if they didn't. So let's say I want to add a branch with my scheduling link, coaching session, Olga. And then, I chose a split test by mistake. So I'll just choose the conditional now. So I'll go back here, conditional split. And then after I do that, I want my coaching session to go here in one of the branches. Here, yes. So now the condition I want here is if they have purchased my coaching session. So if I click on the condition, I would go purchased coaching session, and here I can choose purchase product, coaching session on any date, save changes. So this way, after offering the upsell, if they have said yes and they have purchased it, they will go straight to the scheduling link, and otherwise they will just go straight to the thank you page. And after the scheduling link, they will go to the thank you page as well. Another really good thing about funnels is that you're able to see the stats all in one. So previously, when we didn't have the funnels feature, and you had, for example, a sign up form, an order form, a thank you page as a landing page, you'd have to go separately to each one of those and then see, compare and see how many signups you had and how many views in the landing page. So it was a lot of back and forth. Here you can see the stats all in one. So if you go up here on the right side, so first of all, up here, you can see the opt-ins and the purchases in detail. But on the right side, you can click on show stats, and this will show you detailed stats for each one of the steps. So then you can really follow like what your customers do. So you can see for each step, first on the left side, you can choose the, how long you want these stats for. And then you can see for each step the different stats. And so you can see where your customers went after. So like, for example, in this case, we have sign up form and an order form. We can see that we have 7 opt-ins for the sign up form. But then if we go to the sales form, we can see 0 sales. So in this case, we could have a look and see what's going on. In this case, why we don't have any, we have no sales and we have 7 opt-ins. So you have it all in one place, which is very useful to analyze. Then after all I've explained, hopefully you can understand that the difference between the funnels and our previous, like setting up just an order form and a thank you page, is that funnels is way more visual, so you're able to see the customer's journey much easier, like look at every step. You can set up conditionals, which is awesome, and you can choose up between many conditions and custom fields. And then you can also see the stats in way more detail, which is very helpful. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this training. Let us know if you have questions.